know that you probably have a municipal election happening in your area right now?
And for those of you who don't know what municipal election means, it basically just means that local elections are happening near you. And this can be choosing a lot of different things.
Yeah. So a municipality is just a city or a town. And you probably live in one of those.
Probably. Hopefully. Maybe.
Sometimes people don't. Sometimes people live outside of city limits. Oh, so they're just part of a county.
I didn't think about, because I, back home, I didn't used to live in city limits. Does that mean that I wouldn't be able to vote in my elections?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
It sometimes kind of sucks for certain people depending on where they live.
That would have sucked.
Yeah. So that would mean that you wouldn't have been able to vote in the Elizabeth City Town Council. You can just vote for the county things, like county commissioner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Taylor, have you ever voted in any of those elections?
Yes. I voted in my first municipal election in 2015. Which, as a voting rights advocate, is slightly embarrassing just because I could have voted in earlier ones than that. But at the same time, you know, it's not talked about as much, right? It doesn't get as much of like media or press coverage than state elections or, of course, federal elections. So that was my first time voting in 2015. And that was my first year out of college when I was organizing on UNC's campus as well. So we were trying to increase turnout for that election specifically because we believe, and here at MNC, we believe that if you're voting in these small elections, that means you're going to be a voter for life, right? Because those are, you know, quote unquote, the least exciting elections.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we wanted to increase voter turnout. So we did a lot of just, you know, just public education for the students on campus to let them know that there was an election and explain to them what it is that these local governments do.
Yeah.
And it was really exciting, honestly, just because we had a presence and we're talking about it. We increased the student voter turnout by 300%, which was really cool. One of the more exciting things that I get to say about some of my past work, and just means that there's so much room to grow for these elections. Have you voted in one?
I've only voted in one. So I actually voted in my first one, I think last year here at Appen. I voted for some things were city and some things were county. Like I voted for county commissioner and I voted for like our water and soil person and for our sheriff. So I voted for a lot of different things, but something that was a little different for me specifically is I am a student. So I wasn't voting back in my hometown. I was voting here in Boone because I go to Appalachian State University. And a big thing that we see here in Boone is, although our students are like very involved and like we have very high turnout in things like early voting and elections here in Boone for the students, and a lot of people in the community don't really respond well to that. And it's something of a theme that I've seen at a lot of different universities in their communities, but specifically my experience here, what I'm understanding is that a lot of people feel that college students shouldn't be voting because we don't live here, I guess, we're not going to be living here our entire lives. But I mean, firstly, I live here more than I live at home. So a lot more than I live at home. So I know a lot of students choose to do absentee ballots for back home. But personally, I choose to vote in Boone because, I mean, that's where I live. Like, that's where things affect me every day. So I know that's a big issue here. Have you seen that anywhere else, Taylor?
Yes. And I think we're going to talk more about this on our next episode. But yes, especially when I was organizing, it's a really interesting question and conversation, you know, like as a student, should I vote where I go to school or where, you know, essentially it's where my parents live, where I go during the summer. And there was a Supreme Court decision on it that basically says students are transient people, just generally you're moving around and that's okay. And that means that you can vote wherever you want. Like you have residential address at your dorm or your apartment or a sorority house, for example.
You know,
all of those places are where you live. And if you live there, you can register to vote there. So you just should pick where you feel like you want to vote. It should. There's no other stipulation like, oh, well, you have to be living there after school or you have to be positive that you're going to move back to your hometown. It's you know, it is your personal choice. And when I was in school, I voted at school. And now that, you know, I've actually moved back to my hometown, and this year is the first time I get to vote in my hometown now. And, you know, it was just all my personal choice. So it is frustrating to hear that some residents of college towns, you know, don't like the idea of students voting. It's like, oh, well, their issues get focused on more if they're voting more. It's like, well, the school is in the town, you know, right? it's a huge economic boost because there's tons of people working at a school, you know, so like their views and y'all's issues should be talked about and should be voted on. So I think it's great when students vote in their college town.
Yeah. And I think it's unfortunate that some people feel that way too, because I feel like being in college, that's kind of like a really important time for you to become like involved in things like that and become more politically aware. So just to have like that large level of discouragement is kind of sad to see.
Yeah. And on that note, I mean, if you're getting more politically involved and just more socially aware in college, it's just easier to vote in person. Like you said, App has a great early voting location on campus. So it's easy for y'all to go do that rather than voting by mail or having to drive all the way home.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, you know, you live like 5 hours away from your school, or maybe six hours away.
Actually.
So, and you don't drive, so that would be 100% ridiculous for you to pretend you would go home to vote.
Yep.
And voting by mail just isn't super easy here because it's two transactions. You have to mail in a request for the ballot, and then you have to get the ballot back, fill that out, and then mail that again. You know,
like the whole thing. It's a whole
thing. A lot of people like to do it that way, and if they know what they're doing, great. But for a first-time voter, I personally wouldn't recommend it.
Agreed.
So, Alyssa, when you mentioned the first time you voted in a local election last year, you mentioned a couple positions. And it was interesting because normally a municipal election is something like mayor or town council, or smaller towns have what's called the Board of Aldermen. So that's like, you know, city council. So let's just go through the possibility of what could be on your ballot this year, because it just will be different for everyone depending on what exactly you have in your own municipality. So you, like I said, you could have mayor and city or town council. And those are the people who look at your local tax dollars and figure out where all that funding goes. So those are things like our drinking water, our sewers, police and fire department, public housing, even small things that we don't think about, like our garbage collection.
All important.
Exactly. Our roads, you know, do you have potholes? It's your city council who you would call if you want to get something like that filled. Not Parks and Rec, which would be what you think about if you watch Parks and Rec. There was an episode about that. But Parks and Recreation is something that they give money to. And like your transit system. So like, do you have buses? Do you have light rail? Do you have nothing? You know, those are all things that the city council focuses on. You could be voting for, like you said, Alyssa, someone who's specifically for like sewer and water.
Yeah, that was the first time I had ever seen that. Like I had like water and soil.
Yeah, soil too. Those are a little bit more of a niche position, but you know, sometimes your area needs to focus more on that. And then, so for me, I haven't voted yet, but I will. So I'm in Mecklenburg County. We have our school board election. So some of y'all might have that. So those are people who work on the budget for your public schools. So do you have kids? Do you have cousins? You know.
Yeah.
And then they're also in charge of the superintendent of the school system. So that's like, you know, the person in charge of all the schools, which is a really big deal because, you know, think about similarly, like is the school bus system good? How are the school lunches? Like what's the free lunch program like? Or, you know, whatever you care about when it comes to your school, you want to make sure that you have people on your side if you care about it. For you to figure out what it is that you're voting for, you should look up your sample ballot. Well, and also just to make sure that you do have an election, because someone, if you live in Asheville, you don't have an election. They voted to move those to even years so that they're combined with bigger races. Mm-hmm. So, which I think, you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But most of us have them this year. So what you should do is go to demnc.co/lookup. So demnc.co/lookup, and that's the State Board of Elections website where you plug in your name. So just plug in your first and last name and click search. And so find the person who's you. There may be multiple people who have similar names. Find the person who's you with your middle name and your address that you're registered at. and you can scroll down on your page and click on the sample ballot, and that will show you all the people who are running in the positions. That way you know exactly what you should be looking up. And we do have some voter guides online for certain cities like Durham, Wilmington, Charlotte, mm-hmm. and you can find those at ncvoterguide.org.
How convenient.
I know, right? We're so helpful.
We're so helpful. Thinking back to local elections and like just what that means, it's for me, it's like local elections are so cool because of the impact that they like directly have on a community. So like when I think about myself voting for the president, I'm like, okay, that's a very big thing. That is things that are going to affect the entire country. And it doesn't really feel directly like to me. Mm-hmm. But when I like vote for somebody who's going to be like my mayor or like the county commissioner, like that could immediately if directly affect me like in my everyday community. Like I could see changes on a direct level. And so and a lot of times when people are voting in like big elections, they're like, okay, well, like my vote doesn't matter anyways. But in local elections, it actually does. Every position we have like in our local government is voted for. We elect them. And so we have the opportunity to elect so many positions that have such a large role in our community that we could directly impact so many things. Like people complain about old textbooks. Okay, well, when you're voting for a new superintendent, think about that.
Yeah.
People, like you talked about infrastructure, like a big thing, like in Fayetteville, they don't have many sidewalks. Okay, well, think about that when you vote, and maybe you can directly see an impact in your everyday community that these places you pass every day can be changed in like such a large way if you just place a little more value on these elections. Because, I mean, this is your everyday life that these elections are affecting.
Yeah, it's something that I think it's easy to take for granted, you know, because we're just living our lives. We're driving on roads, you know, walking to the store. We don't realize where it all is coming from, but it's coming from people that we could hold accountable or ask them to do something differently. Because since they're local, they're not this like too big to contact.
They're
like,
much more accessible.
Like, they're super accessible.
They make
they're
it
regular
much easier
people.
To play like a role in your community.
Yeah. City council meetings are super open to the public all the time. So you can go and speak directly to them and tell them what it is that you want. They have, you know, they have office hours. Like it's not too difficult to make a change in your local community with your neighbors.
Yeah. And furthermore, like it is important that we are doing those things. Like we are going to these meetings and we are going to their office hours because like Taylor mentioned, like that's how we hold these people accountable. Like, like when you walk into the room of a city council meeting, like they're going to sit up because people are not typically showing up. Like it's really easy to be in direct contact with these people and to tell them directly what you want to see in your community.
Yeah. And we actually did, we did a report. We made the report in 2017, but it was about 2015 municipal elections. And we found that in 31 races, they were decided by one vote. You know, that's the most powerful way to be able to use your voice. One person was the deciding factor on who got elected in 2015 elections all across the state. And I think it was in like 70 races, it was decided by three votes. You know, so it's like, you are so powerful, right? And just utilize yourself.
Yeah. And your resources around you. So Taylor and I actually had a chance to talk to some other people that are also passionate about municipal elections. I mean, you don't just have to take it from us. But we met with two council members here in Boone with Boone Town Council, and they told us a little bit about themselves and what they do and why they think that local elections are so important too. So let's hear from them.
Yeah, hear directly from the people doing the job.
Exactly.
Okay, good. My name is Rennie Brands. I'm the mayor of Boone. I've lived in this town for over 45 years and taught history at Appalachian State University, German history for those years, and have enjoyed living in this community and serving this community.
What are some issues that you're passionate about, whether they involve Boone or they don't, just some things you're passionate about?
Well, one of the things that I think not only me, but our town council, is concerned about is the environment.
Yes.
And ways in which we can green our community. And the entire council has made past resolutions supporting environmental health in making changes that will improve the environmental quality of our community and preserve the beauty of our area.
Yeah.
So I think that's an issue that we're all concerned about in this. Another issue, a more mundane issue, of course, is parking.
Yes.
And as we can see, the cars driving up and down King Street looking for parking places.
We just keep growing.
Yes. The town, when I arrived in Boone in 1973 to teach history, the university was about 5,000 or so students, 5,600 maybe. Today it's 20,000.
Yeah.
It's grown enormously.
And it really has.
And the town itself is, there are about 20,000 students, mm-hmm. and the population of Boone itself is about 20,000. And so that's kind of
about 50-50 there.
And you can tell by the traffic that we have how much we've grown. And in many, it's very positive in some cases, except about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when everybody's going home.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. That's, Boone is like a big city in some ways.
It is. And the university helps add something very special, I think, to the to our lives in terms of the involvement of students in the community. And the kind of expertise that the university brings to issues
yeah.
here in the community. So it's a wonderful place, I mean, with the
local
community and the university. And what I've noticed over the last few years is a willingness to work together
with
the community.
I definitely see that.
I mean, there are some people who just don't want to do this at all, but by and large, we found areas. And with our new town manager, John Ward, we found even more areas of cooperation,
yeah.
like on a parking deck that'll possibly be back here, just a couple blocks from here. And there are other areas where we've found ways to cooperate with the county government. And they're undertaking certain kinds of things with the broader issue. The wellness center they're building is something that the entire community can benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've found ways to cooperate that are important and going to benefit the entire community.
You mentioned that you came here to become a teacher. You taught for 42 years.
Yes.
So what was your journey into local government like? Like, how did you transition? Did you transition? Was it always there in you? Like, what made you want to be a part of it?
No, it was a late issue. I at first was so involved in my teaching and in the various university activities I was involved in. I didn't think I had time,
mm-hmm.
but about 15 years ago, a person came to me and said, you know, you have a lot of experience, you've lived here for a long time, I think you might serve well on the Boone Town Council. And I thought about that, and I said to myself, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
And so I served on the town council for, I think, about 10 years. And then moved up to the mayor's position when the previous mayor left,
mm-hmm.
and I ran for the office and won re-election. So I've been in the office actually only about 3 years now, but it was sort of accidental. It was encouragement from a citizen,
yeah.
a very nice citizen in our community, and once involved, I realized we make important decisions that really help define and direct our town. And even though they may not be front page headlines most of the time, they are, I mean, the issues that we deal with, whether it's streets or whatever, they are important for our community.
And they directly impact everyone every single day.
Yes, yes. And I think we try to listen to all members of our community and not just a certain group, so that we can hopefully improve the lives of all our citizens as best we can. We can't always do everything, of course, but
of course.
There's an opportunity there. And that's what's really, I think, attracted me to this. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of attention. But you can sometimes see the differences and see the improvements. like our downtown area is beginning to look really nice, yes, with the new sidewalks and new shrubbery that has been planted. And so that's really an accomplishment that I'm pleased that we had.
Every time I feel like I ask people about, like, oh, like, why'd you come to Appalachian, or what's your favorite part of Appalachian? It's always like, it's the people. Like, the people are just so welcoming. Like, I feel like I'm a part of a family. And yeah, that is Appalachian. But Appalachian to me is like an extension of Boone. Like, we're all a community together. So I think it says a lot when people, when they talk about App, their thing is like the people. And the yes, people, community of Boone obviously make up that. And that's one of my favorite parts of Boone for sure. What's one of your favorite parts of being a local official here?
Oh, I guess one thing are the opportunities to represent the town, mm-hmm, and to try and explain what is so special about Boone.
Yeah,
and I've done this in lots of ways, and we had a thing on campus yesterday that dealt with undermining or really reducing hate in our community.
Yeah, Day Against Hate.
And the chancellor was there, and I was there, and It was a joyful situation and a hopeful situation as the young people talked about and listened to different comments about how we can reduce hate, how we can improve cooperation and caring for each other.
Yeah.
It was a remark. But things like that are, I think, important, and we need to be reminded time and time and time again of our responsibilities as citizens of this unique and beautiful community.
What do you think people are missing out on by not doing, like, by not engaging in the community and by not being a part of decisions like voting for town hall or town council or things like that? What do you think they're missing out on?
Oh, being part of the direction of our community, yeah, not being able to, you can't say, well, I was helpful in getting this created or getting this done. And, I mean, it's hard to complain if you haven't ever tried to support or be involved. And so I think it's sad when people feel they're excluded, because we make every effort possible to include people, whether it's through voting or through public announcements and information. We try to keep the whole town informed of what's going on, so that people can't say, well, I didn't know about anything. And so it is, that part's important, I think, to involve our citizens as much as possible in decision making and in the carrying out of responsibilities of government.
Yeah. And you mentioned, like, it's upsetting when people feel excluded and things like that. And I know sometimes, like, a lot of people can be like, oh, my vote doesn't count. Like, why am I going to vote anyways? But, like, as we're talking, we know that, like, when you vote for things like your local government, like, you see direct, like you said, the sidewalks. Like, is there something in the sidewalk? Okay, talk to your town council. They will directly fix that issue for you. So what would you say to someone who says, oh, my vote doesn't count. Like, I'm not going to vote in this local election.
Well, I would try to encourage them to vote. I think it's so important from a personal standpoint to be part of a community,
yeah,
fully a part of a community through voting and through other activities. I think it's not true that votes don't count. The numbers, I mean, even though we have, say, close to 40,000 people possibly, not everybody's going to vote in the municipal election coming up next week. But their vote does count. And in many cases, it's been by just a handful of votes that a person has won off an office. So votes do count. They make a difference. Let's see. I think the first time I voted was in Great Bend, Kansas, when I grew up partly in Kansas and partly in Nebraska. But the one I remember most was after I graduated from college, I had a fellowship to study in Germany for a year.
Okay.
And it was an election year.
Oh.
And we had to vote by absentee ballot. I was determined to vote. I think it was, I've forgotten the race, but nonetheless, I was determined to vote. So we had to go to the mayor's house in this little German town of Kochel am See in Germany to vote. And we had to make an appointment with him. It was a big ordeal.
Yeah.
But by golly, we did. My wife and I, we were married then, and we both voted. I don't know whether they sent them off or not. But that was the most memorable of my first vote.
I'm glad you all were so dedicated to the kids.
We were determined to vote, and we did.
Where can people vote here in Boone if they want to?
Early voting is underway right now, and there are two places in town. One is the Student Union, and the other is the County Courthouse.
Okay.
And people can vote early, even if they're registered in, say, Blowing Rock or some other town. These are open to everybody voting.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So it should be fairly easy, and I hope everybody will do that.
I hope so, too.
It's important.
So I'm also recording with Lynn Mason.
She is one of the most important and lovable members of town council.
Oh.
Have you met her?
No, I haven't. I'm meeting with her after this.
She is wonderful. And unfortunately, she's not running for re-election, but she has been, I think it's maybe 16 or 18 years on town council, and has been a major voice in our community and has contributed enormously, and I have great respect for her. She's just wonderful.
Well, my name is Lynn Mason. I am finishing 18 years on Boonetown Council.
I just want to know what issues you're passionate about, have been passionate about, whether that relates to your spot on town council or personally.
Boy, there's so much. And I'll maybe start with town council. And I got involved because of basically affordable housing issue. And it's been an amazing journey being on town council, being attuned to different community issues. Develop policies and ordinances after that incorporate balancing, kind of protecting our natural resources, our environment, growing the community responsibly.
Yeah.
There's a big pressure with ASU with increasing student enrollment, but you know, I'm a believer that we can find you can grow responsibly and maintain community character or what makes this community so special. And so it's kind of the balance of built environment, as well as, again, protection of our natural resources. I've been a real advocate of making our town more walkable and bikeable. And I think the beauty of local government, it's about the issues that concern the citizens that live in a community. So it's been really fun just to take on new issues, learn about new things.
I'm curious into how you got into local government. You mentioned you've been on town council for 18 years?
18 years.
Yeah.
It started at that point. I was working with a program called PACT, which was under the mental health system.
Okay.
I worked with at-risk families with birth to three-year-olds. And one of the families I worked with resided in a mobile home park that was going to be rezoned. And and this was a mobile home park to 47 households. And so I worked with them on advocating for them to go through the rezoning process and advocating for themselves. And unfortunately, the property was rezoned and they were displaced. And then I ended up organizing basically relocating the families. And I got involved with town government and working with the Northwest Regional Housing Authority. But then I had some people in town approach me. Have you ever thought about running for town council?
Wow.
And I'm like, well, no. I mean, my undergraduate degree was in political science.
Same.
So I had a little bit of bug there. I was sitting there like, you know, that's what other people do. Then I started thinking about it. It was like, well, if other people can do it, surely I can.
Like, I am other people.
I am, yeah. And so this was back in 01. And I thought, okay, you know, so I got out there and I campaigned and walked a lot of neighborhoods and talked to people, and it was really fun. And you know, election day comes, and then I go, what if I really get elected?
then what?
And I was. And you know, there's some significant learning at first. Unfortunately, the School of Government has a wonderful training program. But it was something that I just learned to really, I enjoy people, I enjoy challenges, I enjoy, you know, trying to come up with creative solutions in our community. And so it just embarked on this amazing journey. And 18 years later, my business needs me now, and I have 5 wonderful grandsons. So my other passion is my family, and these 5 grand boys that live in Boone, and I just need to make more time for them now. You know, I think the beauty, that the thing that people miss about local government, it's government closest to the people, and where you can, anyone can bring an issue to local government, and a responsive local government will work with people on solutions to the issues. Everyone gets excited about national politics and the presidential campaign, and maybe even some of the state government. But local government, you know, you have day-to-day relationships with most elected officials, or you can. You know, in Boone, I think it's easy to contact anyone, and I'm more than happy to meet with anyone. I want to hear what their concerns are, what the issues are, what's going well, what can we do better? Yeah. And so I just consider it, it's a great opportunity. It's government closest to the people. I think it's important to hear the community voice and to get people to find a way to be involved without having to be an elected official, but that your voice really does matter. And that includes whether you're here going to school, this is your community, while people are at ASU, to people who might work here a couple of years, people who've grown up here all their lives. The time you're in Boone, this is your community, and I just think it's so important for people to get involved. And I think a responsive government can help with that dialogue and motivate people why they want to get involved. And I always enjoyed campaigning. I loved going around, knocking on doors, talking with people. You know, what's going well? What are issues that I should be aware of?
I'm curious as to what your first time voting was like.
That was exciting. I guess I've always been a little political. When I think about that, the first time I could vote was in 76 when Jimmy Carter ran for president. And I got real involved with his campaign. And it was so exciting. And I ended up riding with some people. I went to UNC Chapel Hill, and a group went to Raleigh to the Democratic headquarters, and I remember, you know, being there to the wee hours in the morning, but being ecstatic that he had won.
So,
I have a great memory, and I honestly don't think I've ever missed voting at any election. I've always exercised my right to vote, and I will do so as long as I may.
So clearly these administrators are passionate about what happens in their community, and they're willing to listen to different members of the community and hear their input and hear their concerns and get to work on them. It's just really obvious to me after meeting and talking to these people that they're very accessible and they're very willing to be open to their members of their community and to help them.
Yeah. And it's just incredible how much impact, you know, each of us could have on these folks. And, you know, they read letters and listen to voicemails from citizens all day. So like, why not you be the squeaky wheel?
Yeah. There's really just like a different kind of value in just having that personal connection with someone. Hey, we're from the same place. Hey, we're like personally meeting right now. We live in the same town. We experience the same issues. It's just more of a connecting on a personal level. Whereas, yeah, we have representatives, state representatives that come from our area, but it's just different when you are in the same community. Like, hey, we might know the same people. Hey, our families might have gone to the same school. Like, hey, like just having all of those personal connections really just makes it a more valued process, I think, to me.
Definitely. These people are just way more likely to be able to relate to you.
Yeah.
Because they live here full time. So now that all of you listeners are super convinced to go vote, if you have not already, in your local election.
Love local government.
You want to be a part of it.
That's what you want. That's what you told us.
So let's make sure we all know what we need to do. So tomorrow is the last day of early voting, right?
Right.
If you have not gone to vote, that is one option for you. You could go to demnc.co/evlocations. EV locations will pop up with the State Board of Elections website, where all you do is you plug in your own county. So like I said, I live in Mecklenburg, Alyssa lives in Watauga. You just plug in your county and search, and you can see all of the early voting locations in your county, and you just pick the one that's closest to your house or your work or your school, and you can go there anytime that they say. So the times will pop up as well. So that's the easiest way to go vote tomorrow on the last day of early voting. And you'll just pop in, a poll worker will help you. Just go.
Just pop it. Just go.
And then if you are a traditionalist, you can also go on election day, which is Tuesday.
Like Taylor's mom.
Like my mom. She loves to. I'm going to early vote because that's my preference.
I've already early voted. So.
Wow. You're better than me. <I'm> slack.
I had to get the sticker.
You got to show off the sticker.
You do.
Show everyone that you're politically involved and they wish they were you.
Hashtag we vote.
So Tuesday, November 5th is election day. And that's where you need to go to your specific polling place that is closest. It's like attached to your registration address. You would again go to demnc.co/lookup, and that information is under your name there. So you plug in your first and last name, search, click on yourself, and then you would scroll down to your precinct or polling location, and it'll take you to directions. It'll show you a picture of the front of the building. They've gotten super helpful. And that's where you'll go on election day. If you absolutely cannot make it to that place and happen to pass by a different polling location, you can go there, but you have to ask for a provisional ballot. So that's the process.
Things to think about.
Do what you got to do to vote for your local people who can become your best friends.
But whatever you do, vote.
Thanks for helping us create a North Carolina that's built by us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast made of, by, and for the people.
Yeah.
Connect with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DemocracyNC. Or you can visit our website at democracync.org.